I cross the street, Hill's liquor store. For me, I've been fine. I still have a job, but I had to sell my green car. I moved across town. I might move again. I probably won't get very far. Each night I lie awake, and this might be a mistake, but I'll be around committing more crimes if you feel much like talking sometimes. Family's all good as can be, considering how they behave. My brother's half gone on biblical means. My father still speaks to the grave. My mother's concerned with what she believes. The government plants in our brains. One of my sisters is tired a lot. The other is flat out insane. I'm not sure what to do. Anyway, how's things with you? They send their love with nickels and dimes. Do you feel much like wasting some time? That you're busy, I don't mean to pry, but I had a question for you. What are the odds that you're unattached, and maybe you thought of me too? Now we had some words a while ago, you're sure that we both were unkind. You could show me a trick, maybe two, to get your name off of my mind. So long, hope you're okay. And that's all I had to say. I'll try not to dream with the moon in my eyes. If you feel much like talking sometimes.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a good thing? It's good to get cute. Sometimes you get cute. It's cool. It's all right. You can get cute. All right, so let's get cute. Why not? Not illegal or nothing.
There's two kinds of people, and we're neither one of them. We stand like a candle. In silence we'd find a friend. A misunderstanding, a joke that I made too quick, an unopened letter, and what was inside of it. So when you talk about it, please don't feel ashamed. And when you go skywriting, please spell out my name. I'll try to to do the same. There's no harm in asking. The worst that they'd say is no. It comes in a rumble and whispers, I told you so. This one is for taking, and this one it's up for sale. This one is for breaking, and this one will leave me pale. So when I talk about it, I won't feel ashamed. And when I go skywriting, I'll spell out your name. I hope you'll do the same. Never coming down. I'm never coming down. Not today. I don't have a reason for why I'm in love with you. I don't think I need one. As long as I tell the truth, I come from the river. You're born off the mountainside. We'll go buy some hatchets and bury them in our pride. So when we talk about it, we won't feel ashamed. And when we go skywriting, we'll spell out our names. Never be the same.
How we looking? We got time for one more? Yeah, why not? Let's go out with a bang. This one's just for funsies. We're on the road to nowhere. Come on inside. We're taking that ride to nowhere. We'll take that ride. Feeling okay this morning. And you know, we're on the road to paradise. Here we go, here we go. We're on the ride to nowhere. Come on inside. We're taking that ride to nowhere. We'll take that ride. Maybe you're wondering where you are. I don't care. We'll go where time is on our side. Take me there, take me there. We're on the road to nowhere. We're on the road to nowhere. There's a city in my mind. Come along and take that ride. And it's alright. Maybe it's alright. And it's very far away. But it's growing day by day. And it's alright. Maybe it's alright.
Would you like to come along? You can help me sing this song and it's alright. It's alright. They can tell you what to do, but they'll make a fool of you, and it's alright, baby, it's alright. There's a city in my mind, come along and take that run. It's alright, baby, it's alright. And it's very far away, but it's growing day by day. And it's alright, baby, it's alright. Would you like to come along? You could help me sing this song, and it's alright, baby, it's alright. And they can tell you what to do, but they'll make a fool of you. And it's alright, baby, it's alright. Nowhere. We're on the road to nowhere. We're on the road to nowhere.
That's it. I ain't got nothing else. Go about your business. Thanks for stopping by. Get out of here. Go away. Leave me alone. Oh, geez. So a lot of people don't know this about... You ever seen that movie, The Shape of Water? You mean, we all know what it's about. Or we're supposed to. They think they want us to know what it's about. Shape of Water. That's not what it's about. A lot of people think it's like a romantic avenue between fish and that lady and the fish man. No, that's not what it's about. It's about the shape of water. And I know about the shape of water. I could tell you all about it. Back to you, Lils. Please.
Thank you, Nikki Panic. That was Nikki Panic over in Studio D for you. Excellent performance for that. We may very well have them in the studio talking for a brief moment. For now, however, let's get back to some music. Here's Black Sand by Kaneda.
Sides and we harmonize, a sea inside and we harmonize, a head in mind and we
Black Sand by Kaneda, bringing us back in that last little chunk of music. You're listening, of course, to On the Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. And it would appear that we have slightly one more person in the studio than we did in the last half hour.
Hello.
Half hour?
Half hour?
I guess.
Something like that.
Something like that. I don't know.
What is time?
I'm not sure why I settled on that specific measurement of time. Anyway, we got Nikki Panic here in the studio, fresh off of his performance in Studio D, a mere couple of yards away. I don't know what the distance between here and Studio D is.
Steaming, some would say.
Steaming, yes, steaming. Like delicious, like Brussels sprouts.
Right.
So, you anything you want to talk about with that performance?
Well,
It certainly had notes.
It had notes, it had time, and I think the important thing that my biggest takeaway from this, a lot of people don't know this about, the garden hose industry, which is a passion of mine, is a pet project that I've had for a while now. Past 5 or 6 years, I've worked for this theoretical rubber company, and we make theoretical hoses from elephants that actually live underneath Arkansas from the, what is it, the Ganges, as an outlet that actually leaves out in Arkansas. And there's this entire community of theoretical elephants that are living underneath Arkansas. And a lot of people don't know this. Most of the rubber that we get for our garden variety, garden hoses, come from these Arkansan elephants leading from the Ganges underneath the Earth's crust.
Dang, this is some positively conspiratorial stuff right here.
Well, this is...
We're all just learning something new tonight, aren't we?
Some of us are learning as we go. And there's that... I was talking about that movie, The Shape of Water, before. Not a lot of people know this, but if you have ever seen water coming out of a hose,
That's not actually water?
That's not actually the shape that water has. It's shaped like that because that's the shape of the hose, which I think a lot of people don't take into consideration. Now, I know...
This sounds like a real cover-up, like Big Hose is trying to silence something.
It's Big Hose and Big Ocean. They're all in it together, because if you look at the ocean, it's not shaped like a hose. It's shaped like sort of a surface. So I guess it's a bigger hose, depending on where you're standing. But anyway, I've got these pamphlets that you should read about the theoretical elephants beneath Arkansas.
You can't hear it, but that's the sound of him passing out the pamphlets to everyone in the room.
And here's some pamphlets and some paper flowers and a nice drawing that I made of a house that I will live in someday.
Yep. No joke. You can't see it right here, but he just passed out a whole bunch of pamphlets, nice little origami house for us all, and a baby Ruth.
And a baby Ruth, because it's important. It's for vitamins. And that's another thing they don't want you to know about, is you can live off of baby Ruth candy bars for years.
For years.
If you just eat baby Ruth candy bars, it has enough vitamins. This message was brought to you by baby Ruth. And all the big peanut, they're the devil, really. People talk about, you know, how the moon isn't real, or a variety of other, you know, ideas, science.
My God, Nikki Panic already taking down Big Hose, now going after Big Peanut next.
And if elected, I guarantee nothing matters. Nothing matters anymore. You think that anything's important?
What if we just went through this whole interview without once talking about your performance?
It would be for the benefit of mankind.
If we just kept talking just aimlessly about, like, just started talking about fishing or something.
Fishing, childhood trauma, your favorite.
Chip clips.
Yeah, man. I mean, chip clips and all sorts of varieties of sealing bag accoutrement to keep sure your non-conspiratorial potato vessels are fresh and not stale or soggy, because that's how they get you.
So I say at least one thing about the performance, it was a very good performance. Really good stuff. Like a really rad your stuff is like kind of a really rad combination between Daniel Johnston and Gordon Gano in a lot of ways.
Appreciate that.
And like I mentioned this before we got back on air, I definitely appreciated the Talking Heads cover.
Yeah, it's important to have fun. And a lot of people, I feel like they take themselves too seriously, especially when it comes to art and music. And it's one thing to carry yourself with a certain amount of, you know, respect and pride with what you do, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I don't care. It's just
Here come more pamphlets.
Oh God, where's my pants? Here's take my pants. My pamphlets. I've made pants from pamphlets, and I'm building a house on the roof of another house. It's gonna be a bigger house.
I assume you've gotten permission for this in the first place.
I don't have the zoning. I don't have the codes.
Oh, that's going to run into some problems.
Well, you know, it's the unions, man. You go with this non-union work, and all of a sudden, you just got paper houses. That's what's wrong with this country. That's what's wrong. Listen, it's election season. Shouldn't we be talking about, I don't know, stuff?
The election was yesterday.
Oh, no. I got to reassess some things in my life.
Is this another conspiracy? Have Big Hose and Big Ocean been working in cahoots to manipulate Big Calendar?
This might actually be part of the simulation. I just have one serious question. Where am I right now?
You are, last I checked, in a radio studio, I think. I mean, I'm seeing microphones and lots of equipment.
All right.
And outside there's a traffic light.
Okay. Well, that answers one of my questions, and I've forgotten the other question. So,
we can assume that that has been answered now, too.
Most likely, yes. What color is the traffic light outside?
I was green. It just turned to red.
Okay. Then I'm okay. Then that's cool.
These are live updates we're giving at this point, everyone listening.
And in case you're wondering out there, because you can't see on the radio, it's not...
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Not until we get done with this, but... It's nighttime outside, and that means it's dark, because it gets dark at night. I didn't know this.
Yeah, the sun gets tired and has to go to sleep.
And then it goes, like, nighttime. And then you have all sorts of other things to do at night that you couldn't do in the day.
That's when the monsters come out.
Right, and they are also in a different inlet from Nebraska that comes from the Serengeti, which nobody takes into consideration.
Oh my gosh, are they made out of rubber too?
Listen, if you go through the ley lines, if you go through the energy that runs through the core of the Wonder Bread factory off on the VFW Parkway out in Somerville, there's no Wonder Bread factory out there. What am I talking about? People actually live here. People know these things. I can't just make things up. I'm not local. I've lived here for 12 years, and I feel like Boston's been perpetually trying to kick me out. I don't know. Maybe it's my deodorant.
It's because you're getting too close to the truth. That's why.
See, and this is why I hand out pamphlets. This is why it's important. This is why this is my work. This is that music, garbage, nonsense. This is important.
Your music is not garbage, though, I will tell you that. But yeah, we're talking with Nikki Panic right here on the Town with Mikey D. Just to once again get us right back to the music, although honestly this whole discussion of Big Ocean and Rubber has just been absolutely riveting.
Listen, get me a job.
You heard it here first, folks. Nikki Panic, job, please.
Job, please. I'm tired of making rubber hoses. I can't do it anymore. My fingers, they burn. No, I close my eyes. I see rubber coming at me. Rubber to the left. Rubber above me.
I remember there was once a time where my life was not a wretched splendor of rubber.
No.
Those years are far behind.
It has always been rubber. It has always been... I haven't even gotten to the point... You know, I used to live in a giant porcelain baby. Not a lot of people know this. It was about 17 feet tall. You were going to say something. I'm sorry. You're going to get back to the music.
No. Yeah. Sure. At this point. No, we don't need to hear about the porcelain baby. Do you have any, like, do you want to plug anything? Do you have any shows coming up or, like, recordings coming up the pipeline?
I have a show in January of 2020. 28. So that's around the corner.
Oh, that's very far down the line.
No, it's January 4th at the Midway Cafe in JP. And I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
I'm doing great.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You're, no, nothing's escaping your watchful eye.
No. No.
All right. Nikki Panic, everyone. An incredibly eye-opening discussion from Nikki Panic. Let's get back to some local music right here, right now. We're going to bring it back with Can You Feel the Distance by Cold Expectations right here on 91. I almost said 3. Taking me back to college. 91.3 was my college radio station. That's not where I am right now. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, College Radio. Here we go.
Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
There's no need to worry, oh, don't you know? There's no one in this world more loving than you. You're so filled with fear, think nobody wants you. Just go find a mirror, there's the girl who loves you. Take her to a movie, hold her hand while walking. Wrap your arms around her, smile when she's talking. Oh, don't you know, there's no one in this world more loving than.
FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio, right here on The Town with Mikey D. We just had Nikki Panic in the studio having some incredibly eye-opening conversations. But after that, nice little block of music for you. Cold Expectations with Can You Feel the Distance? After that, The Only Humans with Stephanie and Everything in Motion. Lock Groove with Stayed So Late, R.I.P. to Dan Finn. Following that, Harmony's Cuddle Party with Yayo Girlfriend. We're going to bring you, what else? Another block of local music. Here's Hallelujah the Hills with People Keep Dying and No One Can Stop It.
In the pages of a book.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. We're just about bringing On the Town with Mikey D to a close for tonight. In that last block, Hallelujah the Hills, with People Keep Dying and No One Can Stop It. After that, Arlen with Rescue Me, Bad Dreams with Rain, and our dear boy Patrick S. Berry with a song Harlequinade. Come back to us, Patrick. We miss you oh so dearly. If you want. But anyway, that's about it for On the Town with Mikey D. I'm going to close things out with something a little bit loud. Get a little bit loud here for a second. Here's Crowfeeder with Pine Box. Please come back next week for more excellent local music goodness on the Town with Mikey D every Wednesday, 9 to midnight. I'm your socially distant hostess, Lils, except I'm not. I'm right here in the studio. I really need to get out of that habit of saying that. But, you know, some habits die. Some habits die hard. Blah, blah, blah. Good night.
I ain't gonna tell nobody that I ain't gonna drink no more. 'Cause I don't feel welcome. And nowhere you go, you got to keep on a drinking. Woo! Just to drive them old blues away. 'Cause the sun gonna shine. My back door someday.
Put a little pipe up.